Title: Pirate Radio Jungle Chop. Carve and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build proper pirate radio jungle chops in Ableton Live 12. Not vocal on top of the beat stuff, I mean chops that behave like percussion, hooks and pure attitude all at the same time. We're going to carve a raw ragga or pirate radio sample into playable slices, shape it into that band-limited radio bite, then arrange it with actual jungle logic, so it rolls with breaks and bass instead of fighting them. Before we touch anything, set the vibe. 170 to 175 BPM. I'm going to assume 174, because it's the sweet spot for a lot of ragga-lean drum and bass. And a quick reminder, if you're using Reverb Broadcast Audio or identifiable vocals, make sure you're cleared for what you release. For practice, anything goes. For releases, do it properly. Lesson goal, in plain terms, we're turning one messy, noisy, charismatic pirate vocal recording into a playable instrument. Then we'll write a 16 to 32 bar arrangement where the chops feel intentional, a couple intelligible catchphrases, plus a bunch of rhythmic debris that glues into the break. Step 0, choose the right source and prep it. You're looking for attitude and gaps. Station ID, listen up, pull up, big up, rewind, MC chatter, crowd noise, sirens, mic pops. The best samples have clear consonants and little pauses you can slice into. If it's just one long, perfectly spoken sentence with no air, it's actually harder to make it feel like jungle. Drag the audio into an audio track. Turn warp on. For now, set warp mode to complex pro if it's a phrase, because it'll keep words intelligible while you line it up. We're not trying to gridlock every syllable. We're just getting it in the neighborhood so slicing works smoothly. Also, if you're going to play chops and live finger drum them or record your performance, turn on reduced latency when monitoring. That saves you from feeling like you're playing in mud. Step 1. Tighten timing without killing the vibe. Warp like a junglist. Double-click the sample so you're in clip view. Find a clean word, start something like the lie in listen or the pull in pull up. Set 1.1.1 right there. Then set the seg BPM close to the natural cadence. Don't obsess over perfect. Just get it close enough that the sample sits where you expect in the bar. Now, the key idea. Warp minimally. Add warp markers only, where the timing is truly drifting or where a phrase needs to land on a specific beat. If you overwarp, you get that facey, tired sound, like the vocal has been ironed flat. Jungle likes the human bounce. Preserve it. Warp mode choices, quick and practical. Complex pro for longer phrases where you want the words to still read. Tones for long vowels like yeah that you want to feel stable and musical. Beats for percussive consonants when you want it to act like a drum hit. If you use beats, set preserve to 1/16 or even 1/32 when you're going super choppy. Step 2. Carve chops. Transient slicing plus manual micro edits. This is where it stops being Ableton feature demo and becomes a real instrument. First, the fast slice. Right-click your audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Warp slices on. And choose drum rack with simpler on each pad. That's the power setup. Because each slice gets its own simpler instance, and you can treat each pad differently, different envelope, different pitch, different filter, whatever. Now press some pads. You'll immediately hear the problem. Slicing by transients is fast, but it's not smart. It'll cut off consonants, turn breaths into hits, and split words into nonsense like lie and sten. That's normal. Here's the pro part. Manual refinement. Click a pad. Open it simpler. Adjust start a few milliseconds earlier than you think you need, especially for words that begin with T, K, P, B, L. Those consonants are the whole punch. If the chop starts late, it'll never read right in the groove. If you get clicks, don't panic. Use a tiny fade in, like tiny. Also, turn snap off when you need micro accuracy. This is one of those times where being off-grid is actually the clean move. Set simpler to one shot. Then set the amp envelope so the slice behaves like a drum hit. Attack basically zero, maybe up to 2 milliseconds if it's clicky. Decay somewhere between 150 and 400 milliseconds depending on how long you want the hit. Sustain all the way down if you want tight chops. Release 20 to 80 milliseconds so it doesn't hard cut and pop. Now duplicate key slices deliberately. You want two categories, phrase chops, which are longer and intelligible. These are your anchors. Hit chops, which are short, single words, syllables, even just consonants. These are your percussion layer. Let me give you a mindset upgrade here. Think like an editor, not like a singer. You only need two or three slices that people can clearly understand. Those are your intelligible anchors. Everything else can be rhythmic texture. Mouth clicks, breaths, half syllables, little fragments. That debris is the glue that makes it feel like jungle, because it locks to the break like extra ghost percussion. If you want to be organized, color code pads. Anchors one color, medium chops another, micro chops a third, and enforce a rule when you write. Anchors only once every two bars, or only at phrase boundaries. The micro chops can fill gaps all day. Step 3. Pitch. Formatish flavor and rewind gestures. Pitch is part of the performance in this style. Don't treat it like a correction tool. Treat it like a weapon. On individual simpler pads, try transposing down by 3, 5, or 7 semitones for weight and menace. Or pitch up by 3 or 7 for hype shouts and callouts that cut through the mix. And don't pitch everything the same amount. One of the classic feels is having one normal anchor, then a pitch down grunt, then a pitched up hype response. It creates dialogue. Now we build a dedicated throw effect, stock only, that gives you the rewind and tape tug vibe. Make a return track called Rewind. On it, put frequency shifter. Try Freak Shift or Ring Mod. Keep the movement small like plus or minus 20 HE fine shift just enough to wobble and feel unstable. Then add echo or delay. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how frantic you want the repeats. Feedback 35-60%. Filter it so the highs roll off around 4-6 kHz, because real pirate radio throws don't sound like pristine digital repeats. They sound like the system is struggling in the best way. Add auto filter after that. Bandpass mode, high resonance. You'll automate sweeps for those tuner moments. Then a short room reverb, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it tight. The return is for character, not for washing your entire mix. Now, performance move. Don't send everything to rewind. You pick moments, a single rewind, or the last word of a bar, and you slam that send. That's the classic throw technique. It's punctuation. Step 4. Build the core pirate chop chain. Two layers. Radio mid plus parallel air. The concept is simple. The main vocal body should feel band limited and aggressive, like it's coming through a transmitter. But you still want selective modern polish so certain words jump out and excite. Layer 1 is your radio mid chain. Put this on the drum rack group, or on a group track if you've routed your chops. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. You don't want vocal low-end fighting sub or kick. Then low pass around 5 to 8 kHz, because the pirate radio illusion lives in that band-limited range. If it's muddy, dip around 300-ish with a gentle shelf or bell. Then saturator, analog clip mode, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is where the vocal becomes a piece of the drum kit instead of a polite recording. Then pedal, overdrive or distortion. Small moves, 10-25% gain kind of energy. Use the tone control to roll off harshness. The point is bite, not fizz. Optional redux, subtle. Downsample 2-6, but be careful. It's easy to add a nasty top end that fatigues your ears fast. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2-1. Only 1-3 dB of gain reduction. You're binding the layer together, not smashing it. Layer 2 is AIR as a return track. This is important. Keep your main layer mostly mono and centered, and put width on returns. That's the stereo discipline that makes this mix like a record. On the AIR return, EQ 8 with a high pass around 2-3 kHz, so it's only presence and sizzle. Then a little saturator, 2-5 dB. Then chorus ensemble very subtly for width, slow rate, low amount. Then a short bright room reverb, controlled. Now, teacher note, send only select hype chops to IR. Not everything. If everything is wide and excited, nothing feels special. Save AIR for the moments you want the crowd to react to. Step 5. Sequence like jungle. Rhythm over words. This is where most people mess up. They try to say the phrase in order. Jungle chopping is more like programming a break, syncopation, repetition, and negative space. The brain fills in the meaning. Let's do a 16-bar drop blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Establish your main idea. 2 or 3 key chops max. Think of it like a hook, but rhythmic. Let the listener learn the pattern. Bars 5 to 8, variation. Swap 1 or 2 hits. Add a pickup. Keep the anchor recognizable so the floor doesn't lose the plot. Bars 9 to 12, call and response with the bass. This is big. Leave holes where the bass speaks. Your vocal is not the main character all the time. It's a conversation with the drums and bass. Bars 13 to 16, intensify. More throws, shorter chops. Pitch up accents, but still controlled. You want it to feel like the MC is getting more animated, not like you ran out of restraint. Now, some classic placements at 174 BPM, Try vocal hits on the end of two, and the of three. That syncopation rolls nicely against jungle breaks and modern two-step. Add a pickup into bar one, like the last 1/16 of the previous bar, so the phrase feels like it's launching the drop. And one of the biggest ones, answer hits right after snares. If your snare is on two and four, put a short chop immediately after, so it bounces. The after snare pocket is where pirate chops live. Timing feel. Don't fully quantize everything. Use groove pool lightly. Jungle is tight, but not robotic. And do micro nudges with intention, not randomness. Here's a deterministic method that works. Pick one position that always sits late. For example, any hit that lands right after the snare, push it 8 to 12 milliseconds late. Then pick one early pickup position, like that last 1/16 into a new bar, and pull it 5 to 10 milliseconds early. Now you've created a signature cadence. It repeats, so it sounds deliberate. That's the difference between messy and human. Step 6. Make it talk in the arrangement. Automation and drop discipline. Chops become storytelling when you automate them. Otherwise, it's just a loop.